other day. He
came to Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Speaking of clowns, the governor of Virginia is not alone. Another one that we rarely have to mention, mentioned very reluctantly, is Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, a very odd duck. I'll tell you what, you get the shivers if you think of, say, Ann Coulter and Marjorie Taylor Greene together and looking at both of them and listening to what they have to say. It does give you the shivers. Well, Ann Coulter is at it again. And, you know, there's something about her, even though she never says anything that I agree with or anything that's decent frequently, she is a harbinger, an indicator of trends in a way, and here's what I mean. She just announced, quote, Trump is done. Stop obsessing over him. He is a liar and a con man whose grift is permanent. I'm not kidding. Ann Coulter said that. She is one of the biggest sucks, Donald Trump, in the whole universe. And here's what she just said. Quote, Ann Coulter now. Trump is done. Stop obsessing over him. He is a liar and a con man whose grift is permanent. Now, I didn't know she knew him so well. It's hard to disagree with any of that. But the significance of that coming from Ann Coulter is this. When somebody's running for office, and Trump clearly is running for office again in 2024, or hoping he will, and he starts to shed the most rabid, sycophantish supporters he ever had, that's a knife in the heart. That's a knife in the heart. If he were really making a comeback and really had widespread support in the Republican Party, and I know all the polls and I know this one and that one in this state and they're afraid of him and all that. But when he starts losing the lunatic fringe, when he starts losing people who walked through fire for him before, that's the sign of a decomposing candidacy. And then you have people who take advantage of it, like DeSantis of Florida, engaged in a fight with him, a public fight with him. He insults DeSantis. DeSantis insults him. DeSantis is an opportunist. So is Trump. All these guys want to be president, and so DeSantis will do anything it takes. But Ann Coulter is never going to be president. And Alex Jones said something like this a week ago. Alex Jones, because Trump said that he'd been vaccinated and boosted, attacked Trump and said something very similar. In fact, worse, what he said was, Trump is either the dumbest man in the world or the most evil man in the world. This is Alex Jones, who made fun of the tragedy at Sandy Hook when those beautiful little first graders were gunned down by the guy with I think it was an AR-15, murdered in the classroom. Alex Jones, right wing nut on the radio, said that that was staged, it was a fake, it didn't happen, laughed at the parents. They sued him, some of them. They got a very big judgment against him. He's on the hook for a lot of money, and he's squealing like a stuck pig, which he is. And the law on that is, if he tries to go bankrupt, there are exceptions to the bankruptcy laws that say if you did something that's fraudulent, essentially, you cannot discharge it in bankruptcy. You know, in the 19th century, they had debtor's prison. If you couldn't pay, you went to prison. And I'm not kidding. And then your wife and kids went with you, and suddenly somebody woke up and said, well, that's a hell of a way to do it. Guy's in prison. He can't work and get money to repay his debt. So in the 20th century, they get rid of debtor's prisons. And everybody thinks, and a lot of people listening to the show probably think, okay, I can just pull the plug. I'll go bankrupt and I skate free. Well, no, you skate free in a lot of things, but not, there are some things that are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. Some things are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. And one of them, and not the only one, is fraud. And if Alex Jones, as I think would happen, if he said, oh, I've gone bankrupt. Well, no, you lied. You knew you lied. Sandy Hook was not a fraud, and you made fun of these parents and you said they were lying. You accused them of lying, and you knew that that was false. You knew that that was false. So he's another clown who attacked Trump. He's one of Trump's biggest clown supporters, along with Ann Coulter, the two of them. When Trump loses Ann Coulter, and he loses, and he also loses Alex Jones, you know, the glacier is starting to melt a little bit here. It's a very, very bad sign for him. And sadly and oddly, it seems to be about Trump's deviating, perceived to be deviating on vaccines. I mean, of all the stupid things on vaccines, Trump, you know, finally said, I got vaccinated and I got boosted. And that envenomed them. Why did it envenom them? Why did it envenom them? Because this proud failure to be vaccinated is a fetish on the far right. And I've seen it in people all over the place, every income level, every education level. Somehow they think this is a fetish of some sort. It's some characteristic of their ideology. And when you deviate from it, metaphorically, you're deviating from everything else. And, you know, Trump, look, until Trump started to run for president in 2015, he was a liberal Democrat. On things like guns, abortion, and everything else, he was to the left of the Democratic Party. He does not fundamentally believe anything he says. That you've got to understand that. He does not fundamentally believe anything he says, but he caught a wave on immigration, and then it carried him even farther. But these people deeply suspect that he's an apostate and that he really doesn't care. And once he caves on the fetish thing, maybe he'll cave on others. And then you see other people chipping away. Moscow Mitch, he calls Moscow Mitch a broken down old crow. Moscow Mitch is working behind the scenes to knife him. Then you have a lot of mainstream Republicans like John Thune of South Dakota and a lot of others. They're afraid of him. But they try to ignore him. Rick Scott of Florida is the MAGA home state. I mean, what the heck? Mar-a-Lago is on the other side of the state. Rick Scott, you know, tries to ignore him. What he does is he supports conventional Republicans. So you have a wing of conventional Republicans that are silently and in a sneaky, cowardly way opposing Trump, but they're afraid to do it right out in the open. But then you have the nut jobs. Then you have Ann Coulter. Then you have Alex Jones doing it and insulting him the way he insults people. And then what you're going to have is other candidates are going to get in there and take a jab at him. The problem for Trump is he's not in power. He has no power other than to rile up his base. And when he pulled this vaccine business, he got booed in Houston. Remember that? Goes down to Houston. He says, I've been vaccinated and I've been boosted. And he got booed. Unbelievable. DeSantis has been vaccinated and boosted and lies about it and said, I'm not going to tell you, implying he hasn't been. Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, all vaccinated and boosted, all lying to their base. Trump's the one guy that came out and said, okay, I was vaccinated and boosted. And for that, suddenly the right-wing nut jobs come after him, Ann Coulter, Alex Jones. And, you know, I mean, Moscow Mitch is egging them on the sidelines. John Thune of South Dakota is egging them on the sidelines. Nobody really wants Trump around. They're all afraid of him. They don't know who will bell the cat, but they'll swarm him when they get a chance. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more. We're going to have a good time there.